Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Country Financial Crop Insurance Agency Manager Doug Yoder says there are some federal crop insurance changes that producers should be aware of, even though they are not too significant.
Easily the biggest one this year are the enhanced coverage options, premium discounts, or subsidies. ECO is a supplemental product that farmers can buy and attach additional coverage on top of their personal farm level coverage, all the way up to 90 or 95% using ECO. And those subsidies, starting for 2025 crop year, those subsidies have been increased to 65%. So the farmer's share, or the landowner's share of the total premium would be 35%. In the past, depending on what you bought, those subsidies were either 44% or 51%, depending on which product you bought. This year, all of the subsidies are moving to 65%, which is very timely,
resulting in increased interest in ECO.
When ECO came out in 2021, I instantly saw farmers have a demand, have an appetite for that sort of extra coverage. They bought it in pretty decent fashion. But we were quickly getting to a point where I'd say if we weren't seeing some claim results, they were probably going to start looking for some other sort of option. Well, last year in 2024, the claims for the 2023 crop year were announced, and they were large for ECO for that 23 crop year.
Crop insurance agent Doug Yoder.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.